The following people are allowed to take a haircut, to shave, on Chol HaMoed. Now let's give a hakdama. Be'etzem, even though taking a haircut, shaving is an av melacha, on Shabbos and Yom Tov it's an av melacha of goyzes. On Chol HaMoed it should be mutter, because like we've pointed out, the criteria is not melacha. The criteria is, does it turn the days of Chol HaMoed into a weekday, or does it not? Taking a haircut and being freshly groomed, l'cha'ira, adds to the Simchas Yom Tov, it adds to the Kavod HaMoed. So, why not? The teretz is, people, being that they're not going to their regular day of work in the farm, in the field, they're going to leave over activities that are mutter, ostensibly because of Kavod HaMoed, they're going to leave it over for Chol HaMoed. You have something you want to do in the house, where it would be something that would be mutter if it would be a necessity, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself for a few weeks before Chol HaMoed pushing things off. You have home renovation projects. Many home renovation projects would be mutter, but some that would be mutter right now, you'll leave it over for a few weeks in order to have empty days filled. Because of that, Chazal were geyser, that if a person had time to do these activities, certain activities before Moed, he's not allowed to leave it over till Chol HaMoed. If he leaves it over Chol HaMoed, it's awesome. That will be the criteria, whether he had time before or not. Who didn't have time? Who's the one who has a heter to be Megaleach B'Moed? Habom Din Esayom, just came on a long journey and wasn't able to. Mibeis HaShivya, he just got out of captivity. Vayoyitz Mibeis HaSun, he was let out of jail. Vamenuda, somebody was in Cherim, the halacha is that a menuda, Bez didn't put him in Nidui, so then he's not allowed to take a haircut, he has dinim of Avelus. Shehitiru loy chachomim. The chachomim of the town, the bezin, they let him out of the nidui. So now he's overgrown, he's allowed to, any of these people are overgrown, they're allowed to be megalech. V'chemishenisha lechochom vihutar. Anybody who asserted himself in any way, and included in his Isser, or the Isser itself was taking a haircut. So as far as he was concerned, Erev Yom Tov he wasn't able to. He had a neder on him. But then he was Nishal L'chochem V'Hutar. He was Shoyal, he had a Charot, he had a Pesach. And the neder was Hutaloy. So he's allowed to take a haircut. Now there's an interesting Knetch over here. Why don't we say that he pushed off going to the Chochem to be Mate Neder until Yom Tov? That itself was negligence. And really there's a Machlokes. It would sound from some Rishonim, it seems that way from the Yerushalmi, that in Echanami, if he could be Mater Nidre before, that itself would be the procrastination which would make it be awesome. L'maisa the Shulchan Aruch passing is not that way, it's based on Rishonim, Rashi, Taisyantar brings down the raid, that as far as he's concerned, he had a neder on him, Erev Yom Tov. So the fact that he let it go till Chol HaMoed would not take away from the fact that before, the only time he was allowed to take a haircut was only today, so he's allowed to. A nozer brought a carbon, it was only hutaloi to, he was mashed me main zirusa, and it was only hutaloi, only be mehamoid. So, that of course is somebody who couldn't. Va mitzoyra ha'oilo mitumasi letarose. Mitzoyra, the Rav teaches that this means that his yoim hashvi for Tahara, or Mitzayra, after the Kohen already pronounces him that the Nega went away, so he can be Mitayra himself, and on the seventh day is when he has to be Megalech, and that starts the Tahara process, and then he can go bring Karbonis to complete that process. So of course that's a Tzayrich. Now, the way the Rav says it, Imchal Shvi Shaloi B'Moyid, so then he's Mutter B'Tasparis. But what happens, let's say he was ready before Yom Tov, and he just didn't pulled the plug on it, and he wasn't mad to himself. He didn't go through the process. They're not. That's what it sounds like. Nozer also. The Rav explains that what we're talking about is that he was Hishlim Nezirusoy Bamoyed. L'maisi, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says, L'fida Habmina, the Gemara. The Gemara is B'maskona. Tezyantu tells why the Rav brings the Habamina. Kivego also. And the Maskona of the Gemara is that the Nozer and the Mitzoyra are Mutter L'Galeach, even if they were able to theoretically before Yom Tov, because the Maisa, they didn't make this Knas in order not to take away the ability for them to bring Karbonis, because the Nozer, whose Mechus is Mitzoyra, whose Mechus is Man, or even a Nazir who has to bring Karbonis, so the right time for bringing Karbonis is on Yom Tov. Says the Mitzvah is Tomei's Mechusar Kapora until he brings his Karbonis, and a Nazir as well, Lamaisi has Karbonis, the right time for a person to be Mashlim Karbonis, that he has to bring his Yom Tov, therefore they will matter it. That's the Pshat and the Mishnah Lefi Maskanis HaGemara. Now we have a similar idea, not about haircuts or shaving. We have in Mishnah Beis, Ve'elu Mechabsin B'moyed. And over here also, the same idea should be true. L'chor, it should be a Tzarech HaMoyed to have fresh linen, fresh towels, clean clothing for everybody. So who's allowed to do laundry on Yom Tov? Again, you're going to have 10 loads of laundry. Leave them over Galoy because you're not going to work anyways. Chazal said him can't, then you're not allowed to do it. But if he had no choice, then he's mutter. The same list. Habab, Mdinis Hayom. Umibes Hashivyo. He came now, but even where he was not able to do before. Vayetz Mbes Hasurim. Vamenud Shitiru Lechachomim. Vechein Mishanish Alechachom Vuhuta. He had a ned there, and he couldn't do laundry. And now he can. The next part of the list are going to be things that get dirty very often, and therefore they constantly need to be cleaned. So there's no chash that they're going to be pushed off until Yom Tov, because it's a constant. What are things that need to be in the times of Chazal? They didn't wash clothing constantly in every usage. Mitbechos hayadayim, things that when they ate, they had less protection. They didn't have forks. So Mamela, they wiped their hands between courses, and because of that, the towels were always, the hand towels that were used, what we would call napkins, Bishas Sasuda, were dirty. Mitbechos hasaporim is also used. Anytime somebody gets a haircut, you put the thing around their neck. This way the hairs don't go on. That's also constantly dirtied. Mitbuchos ha-svog is towels. Sofig means to absorb. That which absorbed the water that was on a person when he came out of a bath, out of a merchatz. Regular towels. Hazovin va-zovois hanidois ve-hayoldois. Their clothing become tumis. They need to be mitar their clothing. They're allowed to be tovel them. V'chola oilem mitumel le-tayro. Anybody that has that need to be mechabes bigdeim, mitzayra, tami meis, etc. Harelu mutarim, ushar kol adam asurim. Normally, it's also for a person. The Rav brings down from the Gemara that they were goyzer on anybody, even a person who is literally has only one pair of clothing, so he's allowed to wash his clothing because he needs it to be clean constantly. But he has to wash it in a way where it's nickered to anybody who's looking. He has underwear. He has to stand there without clothing except for mamish, a bare minimum. And he has to wash his clothing away, and everybody's looking to see it. Pasha doesn't have what to wear. And that's the only way it would be mutter.